Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Friday evening's prayers. Let's start tonight with a hymn. I think the words of this one say it all, as they focus our minds on those things that are really important to us, but which we sometimes take for granted. Think of a world without any flowers. Please click on the link in the written version. Haven't we been fortunate with the weather lately? I know that not everyone likes the high temperatures we had last week, but I was pleased for all those youngsters who had nice weather for their half-term holiday. And the sunshine always seems to bring things to life and show them to their best advantage. We were away earlier this week and were a bit concerned about leaving the newly planted bean plants and other crops in the garden, as there was no rain forecast. It made me wonder what it must be like for people who live in those parts of the world where the failure of the rains is a threat to people's livelihoods and drought brings fear of famine. At these times, I turn to charities which I know work in the field to give me up-to-date information about how those most affected are managing to cope, and to inform my prayers for the people who live and work there. I know some of the smaller charities like Advantage Africa, which we support at Christ the Cornerstone, have been severely affected by recent cuts in the British Overseas Aid budgets. There'll be a knock-on effect for other charities too. So it seems appropriate this evening to give some serious attention to the needs of our brothers and sisters across the world. You may like to take some time to read the information and stories from Action Aid and World Vision websites. I've put links in the written version which you can use. The page from Action Aid gives us information about drought and a story from Somaliland. The video from World Vision is self-explanatory and shows graphically how drought affects people there. So let us pray. God our Father, Creator of all, we thank you for your generosity in providing for all our needs day by day. We find it hard to understand why some people have such a difficult life, but we know that our actions contribute to climate change and global warming, which are impacting far more on others than on ourselves. So we pray for all those whose lives and livelihoods are affected by drought. We pray for all those who walk miles every day to find enough water for their family. We pray for those whose health is affected by lack of clean water. Show us how best to act to promote change, so that none of your children will lack the water they need for healthy living. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the leaders of the G7 nations as they begin their summit in Cornwall today. May they plan for a genuinely fairer world and use their power to promote policies which will create genuine cooperation and a fairer distribution of all your gifts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, a tea time prayer from Christian Aid. God of all life, waiting for the water to boil, we confess and lament the rise of temperature that has led to a climate crisis across this beautiful planet. We wait, impatient for change. Pouring out hot water on loose leaf tea or tea bag into teapot or favourite mug, we pour out our intercessions for a change of heart by politicians to put planet and people first. Stirring tea bag, leaves or sugar, we ask that you would stir in us a passion to take action, to do all we can at this critical hour to take care of our common home and amplify the call for climate justice. Drinking that first satisfying sip, we give thanks for the day when they will hunger no more and thirst no more. Infuse us with a strongly brewed vision of your creation, healed and restored. Amen. And now I wish you all a very good night. Sleep well.